Well, hi everyone. Welcome to this Data Remixed podcast. It's available at dataremix.com. I'm Ben Jones, and today I'll be talking with Polychart co-founder Lisa Zhang. So hi, Lisa, and thanks so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Hi, Ben. Pleasure is mine.
Great. So why don't you just kind of give us a little bit of a background about the people involved with Polychart. Who are you, where you're from, and so forth.
Sure. So there are two co-founders in this company, myself and my co-founder, Ji-Young Kim. We started off at the University of Waterloo in the dorm slash incubator called Velocity. We won the Velocity Venture Fund back in fall 2011. So that gave us office space and a little bit of funding in the Communitech Hub in Kitchener-Waterloo. It's in Canada. It's an hour west of Toronto. And my background is I'm studying pure math at the University of Waterloo, but I spent some time on the Facebook data science team, and that's how I became passionate about data analysis and data visualization. G's background is in computer science, so he's a very broad engineer, can do everything. He spent some time in Google and other companies in Silicon Valley.
Well, that's exciting. Well, thanks for that background. And a couple things on that. First, congratulations on winning that competition and on getting, you know, started. And that's really exciting. And second, I will say that, you know, those of you who have followed my blog know that I'm from Toronto as well. So it's nice to talk to someone from where I'm originally from. Second, so Polychart, and you know, a lot of my probably followers of my blog have had a chance to play around with it a little bit. Basically, it's a browser-based platform for exploring data and creating charts with drag-and-drop functionality. So more than just that, though, Lisa, can you give us an overview of the Polychart tool, kind of what it is, and then maybe if you could highlight how you see it as being different from other tools that are out there today?
Right. So your description of what Polychart is spot on. And the way we're different is that we're completely browser-based. Everything is in JavaScript. It's in SVG in most modern browsers, and we fall back on VML for IE support. Another way that it's different is, again, everything is in JavaScript. And everything is actually exportable into JavaScript code, so you can actually play around with the actual code if you prefer coding to dragging and dropping. Everything is done in a library that we created called Polychart.js. If any of your readers are familiar with ggplot2 in R or the grammar of graphics, a lot of it is based on that. So it's Polychart.js code is going to look very similar to ggplot code. So the advantage of that is that it gives a very flexible charting library. So you can have different layers on top of each other, have coordinate transforms. We described that pretty well in our tutorial. If any of your readers is more interested.
That's great. Yeah, we'll definitely provide a link to the tutorial, and there's also some pretty easy to follow how-to videos on your website as well to walk through how to use the drag and drop functionality as well. So it looks like there's kind of sort of functionality for people like me who are non-programmers, as well as people who maybe want more flexibility and are able to do programming on their own as well. Is that right?
Right, exactly. So it's basically, we're catering it to both type of people, people who are more familiar with the drag and drop, more business people, and also developers.
So that's kind of my third question, which you've already answered a little bit here, is just getting a better sense of what you're trying to accomplish with Polychart and who you see benefiting from the tool. So it sounds like it's for both business users as well as developers. Can you expand on that a little bit? And where do you see kind of the niche for Polychart in the data biz space?
Right. So our grand vision is really helping to democratize data, to make data more accessible to a wider segment of the population. And I guess PolyChart is just as much about exploring data as it is about finishing up your visualization. So being able to look at your data and see different aspect of it very quickly without having to do a lot of work. That's something that we really see PolyChart benefiting people. Another group of people that stood out that we didn't really expect is that a lot of companies now hold client data, and they need a flexible way of showing their clients their data in a way that they would be able to pick up very easily without having to make any assumptions about whether their clients know how to code, etc. So that is something useful for them. So if they would be able to have their version of PolyChart on their website so that they can show clients their data.
So you would have, I guess in that scenario, Lisa, a consultant group or a company that has their own website that they can share, you know, with the client and explore the data real time?
Right, exactly.
That's, I can definitely see why a lot of people would have some use from that type of ability. So instead of, for example, creating some PowerPoint deck of static visualizations and emailing it out, they can get on a call, maybe start to play around with the data right there in the browser, and have the customer do that as well.
Right.
Okay.
Or also just if you have data for your client, you can just tell them, here it is. If you want to see it in a line chart, you can. If you prefer bar charts, you can do that as well, without having to contact an engineer from our team and having to build everything for you.
So your vision would be the customer would actually be able to do some of that exploration as well on their own.
Right.
With PolyChart. Awesome. So, hey, maybe just a quick question. So there may be some people listening who have not heard of PolyChart or haven't played around with it. So can you just give us a little bit of a heads up on how we can get involved with PolyChart to try it out ourselves?
Sure. So our website is at polychart.com. We are in the beta testing phase. So we're looking for beta users to help test the product, give us feedback, and if your readers have any ideas or requests, we'd be very happy to hear about it.
Okay, great. So they can sign up for the beta. And then since it is beta, I'm curious to know, what have you learned from the users that have been able to play around with it and give you feedback? And maybe can you follow that up with a little bit of a vision of what's next for PolyChart?
I guess so. What I described before about finding this segment of companies who have this kind of data visualization need that they probably didn't know about before, that's something that we learned just by seeing who is interested in PolyChart and who has been giving us the feedback.
So you learned a little bit about what the demand could be for a tool like PolyChart more than
anything. Right, exactly.
Awesome. And then is there a little bit of a sneak peek of what's next? Are you planning on adding other functions or other types of charts or making other kinds of different features and benefits available through PolyChart?
In the next couple of months, we're going to be rolling out an embeddable plugin. So it would basically be a version of PolyChart that you can embed on your website with your data. So that's something that is going to be coming up real soon in the next couple of months.
That's awesome. When I see that come out, we'll definitely check that out and see if we can get a version of that onto Data Remix so people can see the plugin as well. So hey, Lisa, this has been great. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time here. I guess, is there anything else you'd like to close with or any other information that you could provide us about PolyChart and how we can sort of get involved?
Well, our Twitter account is at twitter.com/polychart. We have a Facebook page as well, and follow our blog.
Awesome. We will definitely do that. Thank you again, Lisa, and I'd like you
Thank
to
you again for doing this.
yeah, no problem. It's been a lot of fun. Again, just definitely at Data Remix, we're interested in these types of kind of tools that are coming out, and Polychart definitely caught my attention. So I reached out to Lisa. Lisa was gracious enough to agree to spend a few minutes and go over the tool. And also on this blog post, we'll be including some other details about Polychart. And so take a look at the blog post itself, and then we'll go from there. So thanks again, Lisa. Have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you soon.